From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starr.
Satsas, that's right. I love this American ride.
You know, I was starting the day off, and I was not having a very good day. Hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starr's radio show, and I'll explain why. I've been having this cough, and I think I OD'd on some of the NyQuil last night. So immediately after the show, I'm heading off to the Betty Ford Clinic. So anyway, I'm sort of in this fog this morning. And then one of our lovely new hires here at the Todd Stearns Radio Mecca, and I mean that in the Christian sense of the word, I walk in, and the lovely Cassie has prepared a tray of delicious homemade muffins. And they were very good. And all of a sudden, I had a little pep in the step. I had a smile on my face. It was a very delicious muffin. It was, I'm during the break, I'm going to have a second muffin. So anyway, I'm not, no, Ben, I don't think there's anything in the muffins. They're just delicious. They're non-alcoholic. They're Christian muffins. And they're very delicious. So thank you for that, Cassie. You have saved the show today. So, look, we've got a lot to talk about, folks. And by the way, this is Open Line Friday. That means you, the great listeners of the massive Todd Stearns Radio Show audience, you have an opportunity to call in and to talk about whatever's on your mind today, even if you have a muffin recipe. Let me give you the number here, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Right now, at this very moment, in Aurora, Colorado, there are thousands of people lined up to see Donald Trump. This is a huge deal. The president later on today is going to be doing an event, a campaign event in Aurora. Now, you say, why do I know that name? Why do I know that name, Aurora? Why is that name? Well, the reason why is Aurora has been in the news lately. This town has been literally overrun by not only illegals, but dangerous illegal alien gangs from Venezuela, as Senora Camelita would tell you. We'll get to that in just a minute. So Trump is going to be out there today, and it's going to be a pretty fascinating event. But we understand the crowds actually started lining up well before 6 a.m. Thousands of people already in line hoping to see Donald Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, I just, I've been telling you to be cautious, to be hopefully optimistic. Today, I just want to know, are you excited to be a Republican? Are you excited to be an America First conservative today? Because something is happening. Something all over the country is happening. And I am telling you, this could be a game-changing election for the nation. I think a lot of people around the country have finally decided enough is enough. We're tired of the attacks on men. We're tired of the attacks on our children. We're tired of the attacks on the unborn. We're tired of the attacks on women. All of these coming from this Democrat Party. This Democrat Party that is dealing with a moral crisis right now. Because the Democrat Party of today is a demonic party. They have built their foundation. Their political foundation is built on the precepts of Lucifer, of the devil. And I am telling you, everything that God is against, the Democrat Party is for. And I cannot see how a Christian, a true Christian, could vote for the Democrat ticket. I do not see how that is possible. And maybe somebody will call in and somebody will explain that to me. But I am telling you right here and right now, ladies and gentlemen, there is something happening. It's as if the veil has been lifted and people of demographics that for generations have voted for the Democrats are finally waking up and they're saying, wait a second, something is not right here. And we have seen so many black Americans rising up and saying, you know what? I finally put it all together, and the Democrat Party, they don't care about me. They don't care about my family. They don't care if my kids get a good education. They want me chained to their social agenda. And a lot of blacks are now waking up and saying, that's it, we're done. So yesterday, Barack Hussein Obama, they rolled this guy out. And can I just say, I have never seen a more demoralized person than Barack Hussein Obama. He gets it. He realizes that it's over. And I want to step back for a second. We're going to play some audio here. And here is Obama taking a shot at Donald Trump in a speech yesterday. Cut number six, please.
The tweet in all caps, the ranting and the raving about crazy conspiracy theories. Yeah, the 2 hour speeches, word salad, just, you know, it's like Fidel Castro, just on and on. Constant attempts to sell you stuff.
May I just say something about him? Remember Barack Hussein Obama? I was Fox News Channel's in-bed reporter, so my job was to travel everywhere with this guy. Man, talk about a mission field. Not only that, they were vegans. Oh, it was disgusting. So if you go back to 2007, remember the great orator Barack Hussein Obama, and he gave these speeches and hundreds of thousands of people would flood out and they would worship at the feet of their Lord and Savior, Chicago Jesus. Remember that? Anybody remember that? I mean, and the speeches, man, they were very well written. But when you actually go back and read the speeches, and he delivered it with panache. But when you sat down and actually read Barack Hussein Obama's speeches, they said absolutely nothing at all. But man, did he deliver a good speech. You know why? May I just give you a little dirty secret here? He never wrote those speeches. Somebody wrote that stuff for him. So when you hear him now, you're hearing Barack Hussein Obama as he really is. And he's nobody. The guy, there's not a lot there. The same thing with Kamala Harris. There's nothing there. No, I'm calling her Kamala because of what happened last night. She was doing the Univision TV special, and she was talking to Hispanic America, and she debuted a brand new accent. Here's Kamala, cut two.
Well, first of all, thank you for the question. I hope your family is okay and your home is okay.
Yo que, Kamala, señorita, yo quiero Taco Bell.
Wow. This woman, I had no idea. So now, what is she, a Mexican-American? She's the queen of hyphens. I've never heard anything like this. So this is where we are, ladies and gentlemen. So Barack Obama yesterday, and this just blows my mind. Barack Obama comes in, and the guy does not look well. He looks, dare I say, sickly. He barely has any hair, and he was just sort of a wandering in, and he was talking to these young black men. He was basically mansplaining or blacksplaining to these young black guys on why they need to be voting for Kamala. Cut number three.
We have not yet seen the same kinds of energy and turnout in all quarters of our neighborhoods and communities as we saw when I was running. Now, I also want to say that seems to be more pronounced with the brothers. So if you don't mind, just for a second, I'm going to speak to y'all directly and say that when you have a choice that is this clear, when on the one hand you have somebody who grew up like you, knows you, went to college with you,
Mitchell.
Understands the struggles and pain and joy that comes from those experiences. He's had to work harder and do more and overcome and achieves the second highest office in the land.
And he goes on and on. May I just say something about Barack Hussein Obama? Hillary Clinton sounds blacker than he is. I mean, this guy tries to do it. He tries to pull off the accent. You know how they go down to the churches and Hillary Clinton and you got all, you name it. Well, Bernie Sanders doesn't do it. It's hard to with that Vermont accent. But Kamalita's been doing it. But remember Hillary, I ain't tired, all way, no way, my brother, my sister. That was Hillary Clinton in a black church down south. And it's so offensively racist. And so then you have Barack Hussein Obama, who's sort of like half and half. You know, Mama was a white woman from Kansas, of all places. You can't get much whiter than that. And so Obama has a hard time connecting to the whole Medea side of his family. Look, Dieter, I know what I'm doing here. And no, I'm just explaining to the, I am explaining to the people why all of this is racist. So bear with me here. I know what I'm doing. I think I do. So you got Obama out there and he's going and he's, it's almost like he's in a locker room and the team is down, I don't know, 100-0. And he's trying to rally the troops. I have never seen someone so demoralized. But here you have Obama out there in his little, he's got like a button down. He looks like he stepped out of a Brooks Brothers catalog, and he's talking to, I need to talk to the brothers. Now, we need to talk to the brothers for a moment. No. The problem is that young black men in this country, they see Kamala Harris for who she really is, and they don't want anything to do with it. And this whole thing about, and by the way, I got in so much trouble at Fox years ago because I asked, why is it that Obama identifies as an African-American? Why doesn't he identify with the white side of his heritage? People didn't like that I asked that question, but it's a fair question, right? I mean, why would you deny one half of your family lineage? Why would you do that? So anyway, now Obama's out there. And the whole point of this is that the black community, they have woken up. And the Democrats can no longer take their votes for granted. And the reality is that Barack Obama did nothing for the black community when he was in office. Absolutely nothing. Obama there talked with you. She went to college with you. What was he talking about there? She went to one of these historically black colleges and universities, Howard University. Obama did nothing for those historically black schools. You know who did? It was Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump actually restored federal funding to those black colleges and universities. So what does all of this mean? It means that today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to celebrate because the internal polling within the Harris campaign and within the Democrat Party is so damaging right now that even Obama can't hide it. They all know what's going on, and this woman, I do believe, is going to go down in a landslide defeat. And it will be a complete rejection of just not Kamalita. It'll be a complete rejection of the identity politics and the racial and the gender politics of the Democrat Party. People are sick of it. They're sick and tired of it. By the way, Kamala Harris, when she was talking to the Hispanic audience there last night, many of them not even speaking English, they had an interpreter. To a person, they were talking about how expensive it is. They can't even afford to feed their families anymore. And this woman, her response is, when they say, how are you going to fix it? Her response is, well, I grew up in a home and a working class home. Her mother was a very well-to-do teacher and scientist, as was her father. She was not some sort of a lower middle class person. The home that she lived in Canada is worth almost $10 million right now. So that's what's going on here, is that the people are waking up and they're understanding who the Democrats really are. It's like the veil has been lifted and people, they look and they look at Kamalita, they look at Tampon Tim, and they see Satan. They do. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. We're going to the phones. It is Open Line Friday. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Folks, hang on tight because we're heading into one of the most critical elections this nation's ever seen. And let's be honest, there's no guarantee it's going to go your way. We've already seen how far the radical left will go to push their agenda. If Kamala Harris takes the White House, you can expect more government control, higher taxes, and a full-blown assault on your freedoms. The stakes could not be higher, and you need to make it a priority to shield yourself. Gold is already up 21% this year and still climbing. This is your golden opportunity to fortify your savings. Text GOLDEN to 800-405-GOLD. And my friends at Priority Gold, with over two decades of experience and thousands of five-star reviews, will send you a free gold investor guide. Priority Gold makes it easy to diversify into physical gold, silver, and platinum, but you've got to act fast. Text GOLDEN to 800-405-GOLD for your free guide. Keep your retirement golden. Text GOLDEN to 800-405-GOLD now.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. And I want to give you a heads up. We have decided to join the effort to raise money for the good people of Western North Carolina and East Tennessee. And we have that effort already underway. I want you to, and again, there are so many things those people need right now. You just cannot even imagine. So we are going to spend the next week or so helping raise some money so we can get some much needed resources to them. And let me give you an example of what we're talking about here. An emergency bucket of cleaning supplies, $100, $500. And we're going to be able to give five families disaster relief kits, including tarps and blankets, hygiene, women's care, oral hydration, things for the kids, $500. We want to try to fill as many as 30 pallets full of emergency supplies. That's gonna cost about $5,000. And I know our team here is donating, so we're calling all hands on deck. And let me tell you something, the media, they've moved on. They're not talking about Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee. They're not talking about you guys anymore. But we're gonna do our part. So here's what I want you to do. Get something to write this information down. You can text the word Todd right now, Todd, T-O-D-D, to 51555. All right? That's 51555 and text the word Todd. You can also call 855-353-4673. You can make your donation by phone. Again, that's 855-353-4673. And you're going to be able to make your donation. And all of this money is going to be helping those people in need. So we'll tell you more about that in just a little while. But I want to get that information out there to you. Let's go to the phone lines. Jack in North Carolina, WSIC. Jack, what is on your mind?
Yeah, hi. You mentioned yesterday the use of buses in the disaster areas to get involved in the voting process?
Yes.
Okay. Elon Musk has been sending the Starlink satellite internet units into the disaster zones. And I just have a question. Has anybody thought of the possibility of using the Starlink system to convert it into a system of voting machines? All sprinkled all around the disaster area. People can go there, somehow register, and vote using the satellite uplink.
Walt, I think it's a good idea. I'm not sure they're going to be able to do something like that, you know, in time for the November elections and for early voting. And the other big challenge there is we're talking about 500,000 votes in that whole region. Yeah. So getting those people out there, that might be difficult. But, Walt, it's a great idea. And we'll pass that along to the folks over at Elon Musk HQ. Walt, thanks for the call, folks. Got to run. Got to run. Thanks, guys. We'll be right back.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation honors our nation's greatest heroes, their sacrifices, and helps our nation to never forget. Mario Nelson was a special man who respected and loved America. Mario joined the National Guard after 9/11. He volunteered to help with the recovery efforts at Ground Zero. Later, Mario and his wife had a daughter. Motivated by his 9/11 experience, he enlisted in the U.S. Army. Sergeant Mario Nelson later deployed to Iraq. Just 2 months shy of coming home, he was killed in action at the age of 26. Thanks to the support of friends like you, the Tunnels to Towers Foundation delivered a mortgage-free home to Mario's wife and daughter. In their darkest hours, that home brought them stability, peace of mind, and a place to call their own. Do good in honor of heroes like Mario, heroes who put their lives on the line for our country, our communities, and the freedoms we all enjoy. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
All right, folks. Again, we want you to join us as we're raising some much-needed money for disaster relief in North Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, and Florida. So many of our listeners right now are in need, and you can help us out by texting the word Todd, T-O-D-D, to the number 51555. That's 51555. Text the word Todd. You can also, and again, we have a link in our live show blog on toddstearns.com, and you can donate online as well. Well, I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to our good friend from the great state of Alabama, Senator Katie Britt. Senator, hope you're doing well today. Hello, Senator Britt. All right, guys, let's put the Senator
Hello,
on hold
Todd.
There. And, well, there we go. Hi, Senator. How are you today?
Hi. I'm doing wonderfully. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. And it's always an honor to have you on the show. You know, Senator, we're looking right now at some serious polling data. And I am extremely hopeful and excited about what I think is going to happen in this country in November.
Absolutely. Look, Todd, this is exciting. The momentum continues to build. People know that we have to get our country back on track. And in order to do that, November 5th is the critical day. We've got to get President Trump and J.D. Vance back in the White House. We have to retake the Senate. It is critical. It is imperative. And you're seeing that voters across the nation are starting to understand that. They want a secure border. They want our dollar to go further. They want to make sure that we actually know how to achieve peace through strength. And President Trump did it once. He will do it again. And people are ready for a change. And it's going to come on November 5th.
I don't know if you saw the video of former President Obama in that room talking. I had never seen someone look so dejected. And I have to imagine that the internal polling numbers look pretty dismal right now for Democrats. And I think one of the reasons why, Senator, and I'd like to get your thoughts on this, I think one of the reasons why a lot of people, and a lot of demographics that traditionally vote for that party, realize that that party fed them a load of hooey.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, people know it. I mean, they realize that what this party has said they stood for is clearly not the case. They understand that we are worse off than we were 4 years ago. They know. I mean, that question that Kamala Harris cannot answer over and over again, are you better off than you were 3.5 years ago? The answer is no. People feel left behind. The gap between the have and the have-nots have grown. I mean, everyday Americans have been left behind. We're seeing it with the crisis at the border. We are seeing it at the grocery store, at the gas pump. This administration, the Biden-Harris administration, and remember, Todd, she said that Vice President Harris was with Biden every step of the way. That is what Biden said. Biden said, you know, every decision I've made, she has been with me in lockstep. And that's what we've got here. And so we have a complete and total disaster in our nation, at our border. The world is in chaos. And people are ready for a change. And so that's what Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are going to bring. You're seeing it in the polls. We're seeing the momentum. But people want common sense back in the White House, Todd. And this administration has absolutely none of it.
You know, one of the things I like to look at in these candidates is their thought process and the first choices they have to make as candidates. And really, for both of them, that first choice is their running mate. And when I see the dumpster fire over on the Democrat side, and then you look at Senator J.D. Vance, I am just every single day, Senator, I am just so impressed with how he carries himself, how he responds to people out on the campaign trail, those spontaneous moments, you know, a lady's chair broke yesterday and, you know, the way he responded to that. You've spent time with him in the Senate. What's your take on Senator Vance?
Absolutely. Look, this is the thing. So I was honored to be a surrogate for JD at the vice presidential debate, and Todd, I thought he was outstanding. And I continued to get asked the question about where, you know, public perception, et cetera. And I was very clear. Look, the media has lost the ability to call balls and strikes. And if you look, Media Research Council put out a report that 87% of the coverage by CBS on JD Vance was negative, while 87% of the coverage on Tim Walz had been positive prior to that debate. And I said, if the American people have the opportunity, which they will during the debate, and they did, to actually see J.D. Vance, Wesley and I have had the opportunity to get to know he and Usha as people, as parents. We have gotten to know their heart. We've gotten to know their vision for this nation. And listen, J.D. Vance is exactly what this country needs. Him working alongside President Trump is what's going to put America back, put Americans first. It's going to put parents back in the driver's seat. Look, our party is the party of families. We are the party of opportunity. And J.D. Vance stands for that, and he's going to fight for it every day. So, look, and he was so respectful, but yet forceful all at the same time. It's exactly what we need in a vice president working alongside President Trump. And it's going to be exciting to see what they're able to accomplish when they take back the White House and make sure that they put our values and our people first.
Senator, I'm curious about the immigration issue, which has become a big deal, especially in southern states. I know Mississippi spending over $100 million a year to care for illegals. And there in Alabama, you guys are dealing with it. I know that a number of non-citizens were found to be registered to vote. And then you have small towns like Sylacauga that are dealing with an influx of migrants into their communities. How big of a deal is that with your constituents there?
Look, I mean, we understand that we're a nation of immigrants. We are also a nation of laws. And if you look at where we are as a nation right now, I did a panel yesterday on addiction and opioid use and overdoses. We know what's happening in our nation right now. We know where so many of these opioids are coming from. We know that we have to secure our southern border. It's the leading cause of death between the ages of 18 and 45 in our nation. And so these open border policies are hurting us in so many different ways. When you look at our schools and you look at, you know, what our teachers, I had a teacher come to me the other day, Todd, and say, look, I am struggling. You know, I want to make sure that I'm giving every child the educational opportunity they need, that we're creating that foundation for them to achieve the American dream. She said, you know, I have three different languages that I am teaching, you know, that I'm dealing with in my classroom. And I feel like I turned into a babysitter instead of an educator. And every child in there is missing opportunity as a result. You know, we saw what happened in Springfield and about $500,000 that was, you know, had to be spent on English as a second language teaching. And so I think we have to be honest about what's happening across the board, whether it's our education system, whether it's what's happening to our healthcare system, and the strain that is being created. Look, we're $35 trillion in debt as a nation. And when we look at taxpayer dollars, we have to make sure they're used wisely. And I think if you look at the difference between a Trump-Vance administration and a Harris-Walz, I think it's very clear about being good stewards of taxpayer dollars. You have Kamala Harris, who believes that taxpayer dollars should go to fund gender reassignment surgery there for illegal and or migrants that have come across the border. And so I think getting back to common sense, understanding we're a compassionate nation, but we have to make sure that Americans are taken care of, that they're well-educated, and that they have opportunities to thrive. And we have to be honest about the open border policies of the Biden-Harris administration and the strain that they're placing on America and not allowing us to really fulfill the needs of our own citizens. And that's what's happening.
Senator Katie Britt from Alabama joining us today on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Senator, the needs in Western North Carolina especially, I know the mainstream media has already moved on and they're still, you know, trying to find bodies, and just the lack of resources. It's really striking to me that you've had the church community and organizations like Samaritan's Purse stepping up and getting in there and getting what they need. Meanwhile, the Biden administration, I don't know, it just seems like they're completely disengaged.
Absolutely. Look, this is, you know, having been through a storm myself, I was in a tornado, my family and I, by the grace of God, Todd, are here today. And when you're in a situation like that and you lose everything, you know, I remember waking up and my son having a fever and me realizing that, like, okay, I don't have baby Tylenol, or even, you know, the day after and trying to find diapers and wipes. And I mean, just all kinds of things that are just, that you take for granted on a daily basis that you are needing in order to fulfill the needs of your family and your children. They're not there. And so now is not the time for politics. Now is the time for people to step up and show up. And look, that's exactly what President Trump has done. President Trump showed up immediately, making sure that he was listening and trying to help meet the needs of the people who were affected, both raising money and making sure he got Elon Musk to kind of sort of make sure that the connectivity was there for these individuals as they look to move forward. And then you have Kamala Harris, who's trying to play politics with this still to this day. I mean, you see the preparedness of Ron DeSantis, making sure that his citizens were safe and he was taking every precaution possible to put them in the best place possible for safety. And yet then you've got Harris coming in and saying, oh, I called him, and yet he didn't answer. Look, she's never been involved in any storm before now, nor has she cared to reach out before now. But yet when it comes time to, quote, play politics, and that's just it. Think about that. Play politics. That's what she's doing. And look, we need real leaders. Real leaders show up. My friend Mark Wayne Mullen said that the other day. They do. That's what President Trump did. That's what J.D. Vance is doing. And yet here we have Kamala Harris once again being phony, once again playing politics. And the American people are paying the price.
All right. Well, Senator, we're going to have to leave it there. May I just say something as a big, I know you're a big football person, and of course, I'm a Tennessee fan, a long time.
Oh, man.
I know. What happened with Vanderbilt, Senator? Jeez, Lou.
Hey, look, I'm gonna start and end with Roll Tide.
Oh, my word.
And look, the SEC, who knew? I didn't see that one coming, Todd. I gotta be honest with you. I didn't see that one coming, and I know we've got a big game coming up against y'all. Y'all are looking really good, which I struggle with as an Alabama fan, as you can imagine.
Oh, I get it. I get it. Yeah, we're
that's right. You know how this is, and this is so fun. And I was so excited when I saw y'all play Oklahoma. I wondered what it would take to get for me to play the Vols, and get for me to root for the Vols. And a proper welcome into the SEC that y'all gave to Oklahoma was exactly it. So we'll see how this plays out. And I tell you what, the extended kind of the playoff system now, I think, will make this really interesting. And I hope that the Tide gets back on track this week. I'll certainly be rooting for them.
It's going to be a great. And of course, we've got the biggest cocktail party in the world going down at Florida. So that's with Tennessee. It's going to be a fun weekend.
Absolutely.
Senator, we can agree we have the best football conference in America. I think we can both agree on that.
Yes, hey, without a doubt, head and shoulders above the rest. And the good thing about the SEC is, obviously, while we fight it out every weekend, importantly, when we're playing other people outside the conference, I think we have each other's back.
That's right. And out of respect, I told him not to play Rocky Top to introduce you, so I just want you to know.
Oh, man. Okay. Maybe next time we'll work on it. You can warm me up, and then I'll have to sing Sweet Home Alabama once the music dies off.
There you go. All right, we'll figure it out. Senator, thank you again, and have a great weekend. We appreciate your great work.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it, Todd.
All right, Senator Katie Britt from the great state of Alabama. Yeah, there were some thoughts and prayers going down for the Roll Tide Nation. Vanderbilt, really? All right, we're going to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Don't forget, text the word Todd to 51555. That's Todd to 51555. You can make a donation and help us raise relief supplies. We'll be right back.
A large retail store just canceled a huge order, leaving MyPillow with a ton of extra MyPillows. But you know what? That's their loss and your gain. For the first time ever, you can get a standard classic MyPillow for wholesale prices, only $14.88. But it gets better. For a limited time, they're offering their entire classic collection at wholesale prices. Get queen-size MyPillows for just $18.88. Upgrade to a king for only a buck more. Get the body pillows for $29.88 and multi-use MyPillows for only $9.98. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 and take advantage of wholesale pricing for the first time ever. On top of that, receive free shipping on orders over $75. There have never been offered this low before. There are limited quantities. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS to get the standard MyPillow for only $14.88, the lowest price ever. All right. Welcome back to the show. Let's go right to the phone lines on this open line Friday, 901-260-5926. Let's go to Jack in Mississippi. Hi, Jack. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Jack, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
All right. Let's put Jack on hold. Let's go to Tina in Georgia. Hi, Tina. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. This instance is just illustrative of what they're going to do, I'm sure, this election. We've got it. We've got to stop the Democrats. But my mom and stepdad live in Syracuse, New York, outside of there. And they have always been lifelong conservatives. And when they went to vote in 2020, of course, they both had their driver's licenses out and in their hands. And the person at the polling place would not look at their driver's licenses. Said, nope, we don't look at those.
Really? So they just let them walk on in and vote?
Well, it's they did because they would. I mean, they were going to vote whatever happened, but they obviously just they didn't want to look at their license at all. They wouldn't even look at it and say, okay. They just said, no, we don't want to look at it. We don't want to see it.
So imagine if they're not looking at driver's licenses, you can imagine that just about anybody who shows up is going to be able to vote.
Exactly. So yep. We've got to turn out in massive numbers to try to overcome the cheating.
That's the only way it's going to work. And I'm talking to the 25 million Christians who are registered to vote that did not vote in 2020. Yep. We've got to get out there. Tina, you're absolutely right. All right. Thank you for that call. All right. I think we've got Jack back with us in Mississippi. Jack, what's on your mind today?
I was going to tell you the reason why the world the way it is because people have so much time on their hands nowadays. Because the way it used to be is that whenever you finish school, you go home and go to work for your daddy. But now they just go home and get on social media or whatever else. And then they talk about stuff they shouldn't be talking about. And then it transpires into what it is now.
You know, that's a good point, Jack. I mean, I remember back when I was a kid growing up in the 70s and 80s, we did have structure. You know, you had to come home. You had to do your homework. There were certain responsibilities, chores, things of that nature. And so you're saying today, from what you're seeing, that kids just don't have that structure anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get it, Jack. That's a problem. And again, it all goes back to if we really want to change this country, we've got to look not at Washington, D.C. We got to look at what's happening in our local homes and in our churches.
Exactly right.
All right. Jack, what part of Mississippi are you calling from? Well, that's a fine area. Good people down there. And Jack, we appreciate you calling in and give us a holler back one of these days. All right. Hang tight, folks. All right, we're going to have to take a break here. When we come back, we are going to head back over to Aurora, Colorado, where President Trump is going to be speaking. This is a city that has been laid siege to by the illegal alien gangs. Very, very dangerous and deadly situation. But Donald Trump is going into Aurora. People have been lining up since, I don't know, before dawn, hoping to be able to see the president. So we're going to be checking in on that. Also, folks, we are now officially raising relief money for our friends across the southeastern states, and we want you to be a part of that.
We're looking for whatever you can give is great, but $100, we need $100 to purchase emergency buckets of cleaning supplies. An entire pallet costs $4,800. You can help us out by texting the word Todd to 51555. That's Todd to 51555, and we'll be able to help those folks out. Hang tight, everybody. Hour two coming up next.
Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of the food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why you need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithtodd.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithtodd.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Preparewithtodd.com.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Happy to have you with us today. We have got a lot going on. And by the way, those of you wanting to help us out as we are raising relief money for our friends in the southeastern states, western North Carolina, eastern Tennessee, you write this down. Text Todd, T-O-D-D, to 51555. That's Todd to 51555. And we're going to show you how you will be able to donate as we raise much needed money for the good people there in the southeastern states. Well, again, President Trump is expected to speak in Aurora, Colorado later today, where illegal immigration has destroyed that once beautiful, thriving community. And thousands of people already lined up to see the president. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to the next great senator from the state of Arizona. Carrie Lake joins us. Carrie, I hope you're doing well, and thanks for hopping on the show today.
Oh, I'm doing great. We're in the last final weeks before we take our country back and save America. So we're working hard out here. We're excited that President Trump will be joining us on Sunday in northern Arizona in Prescott Valley. So I'm going to be joining the president for a rally there, and we look forward to him being here.
Carrie, what is it looking like out there? We have seen some reports that it's going to be a tough road for Republicans, but what are you seeing? What's the reality of that?
You know, it's a tough race. I'm not going to lie. It's been brutal. We've been outspent. I've heard, 8-1 or 10-1. My opponent has George Soros money and all kinds of leftist billionaire money pouring in. But we're doing well. My private internal polling has shown us up. I want to be up even more than we are, but, we're up against a huge barrage of ads that have been coming our way. And he's been, I call it an extreme makeover. He's the most liberal guy in Congress that nobody knows about. He's voted with Kamala's plan for America 100% of the time. He's even to the left of people like AOC and the Squad and Bernie Sanders, but nobody really knows him. So he's had the benefit of taking all this Soros money and reinventing himself in commercials. Thankfully, we had a debate a couple of days ago, and he was introduced, the real Reuben was introduced to the world when I explained exactly how he's been voting, what he's been up to, and what his plan is. He couldn't even, he really couldn't even describe and explain why he would vote for open borders. And, we're learning a lot now about his family, that his father is a convicted felon, a convicted Mexican drug trafficker. He's been hiding this, and it's all starting to come out, and he's been trying to hide some very disturbing things about his personal life. But a judge just ruled yesterday that he must unseal Ruben Gallego's divorce records from his first wife that he left when she was 9 months pregnant. And he has fought. He spent $750,000 trying to keep those from the public eye because there's something very bad in there that he doesn't want us to know about. And I bring this up, Todd, because character is very important. We're putting someone in the U.S. Senate, and he's trying to trick people into thinking he's a good guy and a moderate when he's actually a far, far left liberal. And he's got some really serious character flaws in his life that he's trying to keep from us.
You see, Carrie, I'm with you 1,000%. I think character does matter, and how a man or a woman treats their spouse, that's important. And again, if you can't be faithful and if you can't protect your spouse, then how can we trust you to protect the country and protect the you know, the things that voters care about in the state of Arizona?
Yeah, and the media's just done a horrible job. The worst vetted candidate in history. They don't talk about the fact that he walked out on his wife, served her divorce papers a few days before Christmas. She was 9 months pregnant, ready to deliver a baby. He walks out on her, runs off with a D.C. lobbyist. That same lobbyist he's now married to, that's who he cares about in Washington, D.C., pushing all of her legislation through, 38 pieces of legislation that he's co-sponsored or shepherded through Congress have been directly out of her lobbying firm. That's scary. We want somebody in Congress who's going to represent the people of their district, the people of their state. This guy has a really shady past when it comes to women. He had a harassment claim filed against him when he worked for the city council. Then he got the girl who filed the claim fired, and then he went over to the legislature and he had a sexual harassment claim. He has got a horrible record, and the media won't cover it. I mean, can you imagine if my family, you know, my family's livelihood and came from selling and trafficking drugs for a Mexican cartel? That's what his background is, and the media has not touched it. It's really frightening what's going on out here, Todd. And so I'm having to do all the work trying to explain who this guy is. And in the meantime, talking about his dismal voting record, which has been open borders, federal dollars funding sanctuary cities. He actually co-sponsored the George Floyd legislation to defund the police nationwide and take away qualified immunity. And we could go on and on. When it comes to our kids, he wants men, biological men, to play in women's sports and athletics, to force our kids, our daughters, to have to change in front of men in the locker room and shower with them. This is just horrific stuff. And he's getting a free pass from the media. He's got George Soros money, Act Blue money. So we're being outnumbered on the airwaves, but we have the plan to turn our country around. It's called America First. It's called secure the border, build the border wall. And then we have to start the work, and it's going to be a big job, of taking the people who poured in under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's administration, this Biden invasion, and repatriating them back to their homeland. It has to happen. You know, if we don't win this election, 21 million people voting rights, and they're frankly going to collapse our social services like Medicare. My opponent wants to put all these people who poured in on Medicare. That will collapse the system for our senior citizens who've earned that benefit, paid into that benefit, and it will collapse it. A lot of scary stuff these guys want to do, and we've got to stop them, and that's why it's important to get out and vote. We've got early voting underway already in Arizona. Get your mail-in ballot out of your mailbox, fill it out, and turn it in, because we've got to take back Arizona. We can't have a radical like Ruben Gallego in the U.S. Senate. It would be devastating, not just for Arizona, but for our country.
And it's a great point. And again, folks, this is a winnable race, but it's going to take all hands on deck. And I thought, look, I mean, you're fairly new to politics, the world of politics. You came out of TV journalism, and you know, you're going to make missteps. It's going to happen, you know that. But I love what even the New York Times actually gave you some props here, Carrie, that, you know, you were working to mend fences and unite the party. And I think that needs to be rewarded by every Republican getting on board and getting you across the finish line. What is it that you need from the voters and the Republicans around the country?
Well, let me just say, I really believe that's a false narrative, this, that we're not united. I've never seen Americans more united in my life, and I'm talking Republicans, Independents, and Democrats. Not a day goes by where I don't have Democrats coming up to me saying, wow, things are out of control, we're voting for you, we've already cast our vote, or we can't wait to vote for you. So I believe we're united. I look at our polling, and President Trump has, last time I checked, 93% of the Republicans are with him, maybe even more by now. I've got 91%, really good. Those are good numbers. So I think that's just a false narrative that the media is trying to spread. They're spreading all kinds of bogus public polling. I haven't seen anything like this since 2016 when the media was spreading a false narrative that Hillary was going to win. There's no way Trump could win. Remember this? 98% chance Hillary wins, all of that. It's just meant to get in our minds and make us think it's a lost case. A lost cause, and it's not.
No, I don't think it is.
We have good numbers. Yeah, we've got good numbers right now, but what I need people to do is to get out and vote here in Arizona. And if we can get more money to put more ads out and tell people who Ruben Gallego is, because he's a dangerous guy, that would be helpful. So anybody who wants to make a contribution can go to carrielake.com. I know we're living in, unfortunately, we're living in the Kamala Harris economy, and it's not good. So I also realize people don't have extra money right now. And you talked about how much is needed to help the people in Tennessee and North Carolina after just the horrible things that are going on with that disaster there. So, if you can't help with a contribution, just send prayers our way. Contact your friends and relatives in Arizona. Tell them to get out and vote. Vote for Donald Trump. Vote for Carrie Lake.
Yeah.
And then get 10 of their friends to get out and vote.
That's it. And Carrie, I know that our audience is going to respond to that. And I think it's going to be a good day for you. I think you are going to win this race. And I'm excited to see people getting out. We've just got to get the people out to vote. 25 million Christians registered to vote that did not vote in 2020. They can't sit out this election. We need all hands on deck so that good and decent people, great American patriots like Carrie Lake, are taken to the U.S. Senate. So, Carrie, we're with you, and we're excited about the future and looking forward to being able to call you Senator-elect very soon.
Thank you so much, Todd, and I'm praying for everybody there in Tennessee.
All right. Well, thank you for that. I know there are a lot of people there that greatly appreciate it. Carrie Lake, ladies and gentlemen, carrielake.com is the website. And you heard her. I mean, look, the Republicans are being outspent across the country. This is nothing. This is not just in Arizona, but it's across the country. But Carrie Lake needs our help. And she has been a great supporter of President Trump. She has been faithful. She has been loyal to the cause. And she needs a helping hand. So carrielake.com is the website if you want to do that. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. It is Open Line Friday. That means we're going to talk about whatever you want to talk about today. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us on this Open Line Friday, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. If you think Tampon Tim is a little, off his rocker, you got to check out his wife. This is Gwen Waltz, and she starts singing this very weird chant at a campaign stop. Let's take a listen. Cut 7.
When the Scarlet Team comes on the field, we will all stand up and cheer. To the other team, we'll never yield, and we won't forget we're here. We will fight for victory and win. We will conquer every...
All right. There you go. How about that? That woman wants to be the next second lady of the great United States of America. Anyway, that family is slap crazy. So, look, we are coming up. We're going to be talking to a guy named Chad Connolly, and he is organizing pastors around the nation to get out the vote, and it's a big deal. There are a lot of ministers out there who are saying that Christians should either vote for Kamala Harris or they just should not vote at all. And there's an interesting sermon floating around the interwebs. I want you to listen to this pastor. Cut number eight, please.
I think in many ways, a lot of people in the church today have a misconception about the mission of Jesus. And I wrote down a few thoughts, and this is not an aside, but I think it is something that is fitting because of the text we're in, that many people confuse Jesus' mission. I saw a pastor this week, very well-known pastor, that said, he tweeted or something, never Trump, this year Harris, always Jesus. I just want you to understand that that is one of the most foolish things I've ever seen. And here's why. People have asked me this week if I have opinions politically. I have opinions, a lot of them. I'm not a political commentator. I'm a preacher of the Bible. But certain things politically are more theological than they used to be. So let me just give you some things about where I stand, because people have texted me a few things, and I'll just... this stuff is not hard for me to say. Number one, the Democratic Party is a demonic death cult under the power and influence of Satan. Hold on. I'll explain why I say hold on. To vote for the Democrats is to vote for a platform that is building their platform upon everything God hates. The mutilation of bodies, the annihilation of babies in the womb, and the sexualization of your children. That is their calling card. That is what they want to do. They don't hide that. They have abortion facilities outside of the Democratic Convention. This is who they are. It's the most radical party in our country's history. So I don't see how you could be a Christian and vote for a party who promotes everything that God hates.
Yeah, I don't either. And I would love for a Democrat to phone in and explain why they are still a member of this party. I mean, it truly is a demonic death cult. The pastor went on, cut number nine.
You have a responsibility and privilege to vote for the option that best stems the tide of evil. I want you to also understand that there are no perfect candidates in this election. They're both broken people. But one of them presents a far better option at the preservation of life and the upholding of the family than the other. A failure to vote is a failure to express our gratitude to the men and women that have died for our country and given us the freedom that we have today. It's also a failure to, I believe, obey the calling that we have to uphold the righteousness in our land. You don't have to like the personality. You just vote for the best option between the policies. And one of them is far less worse than the other. I think that's obvious. And a vote, just in general, it comes from the Latin word votum, which means to make a choice. You're not voting for a pastor. You're voting for a guy that, as best we have as an option, upholds righteousness in the land. Number three, and this is why I said hold on, because there are certain people that are going to amen the political thing, but I also want the amens just to be as loud as when I say this. Our hope is not in a political party. Who is in the White House is far less important than who is on the throne in heaven.
And that's true. I just want to say at this point, any pastor, any minister out there who is speaking from a pulpit and says that, well, you know, Donald Trump, he's not a Christian man. You know what? It doesn't matter because we're not. Well, it does matter in the great scheme of life, but in politics, it doesn't matter. Donald Trump is a man who has defended religious liberty. Donald Trump has defended the right for your church to actually exist and the right for your church to be involved in the political process. So if you've got a preacher in your congregation and that pastor's up there and he's saying he's voting for Kamala Harris, that guy is not a Christian. I'm just telling you flat out, he's a false prophet. He is a false teacher. There's no way a Christian in this country can vote for the current Democrat Party. There's no way at all. And call yourself a Christian. Period. I mean, it really is that simple. So coming up, we're going to be talking to Chad Conley, and he's going to be giving us some ways that we can get involved and that our churches can get involved. It just seems to me in many states, you still have the opportunity to register to vote. In some states like Tennessee, that time has come and gone. But folks, We need to be setting up voter registration opportunities in the lobbies of our church houses. We got to get the people of God back to voting in elections. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back. Let's go to the phone lines here. 901-260-5926. Jolene in North Carolina. Hi, Jolene. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. I got a question for you and the audience. I've been noticing lately how the when you go to the gas pump, some places have got like advertisement up there on their sign where if you'll pay cash, it's like about 8-10 cents cheaper than if you use your card. And I was just wondering, is there anything up with that? Do you know, have you heard anything?
Now,
is there anything going on about that?
Well, I haven't heard anything. So you're telling me when you go up, say, to a gasoline pump, and if you pay cash, it's cheaper than using a credit card?
Yes.
Well, I have... Yeah. All right. Well, Jolene, we will pass that information along to the audience. I have not heard about that. There are some businesses that prefer that you pay cash because when you use a credit card, normally there's a fee attached they have to pay. So it might be something as innocuous as that, Jolene.
Yeah, I thought about that too. I was wondering, is that why or is there something else going on?
Well, we will find out, Jolene. How's about that?
That sounds good.
All right, we'll work on it. All right, Jolene, thanks for the call. We aim to please and solve all the world's problems, ladies and gentlemen, on Open Line Friday. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Chad Conley joins us, founder of an organization called Faith Wins. And, Chad, yesterday we had Troy Miller on the program from the National Religious Broadcasters. There is a lot of anxiety right now within the Christian world over that Barna report. What say you?
Hey, Todd. How you doing, brother? Well, I actually had George Barna with me in a pastor meeting in Arizona when he released that report about 2 or 3 weeks ago. We were at Arizona Christian with Dr. Lynn Munsell, and George Barna came and spoke. We had 65 pastors from 52 different churches there, and he discussed it. And look, it's a problem. There's no question about it. You and I, as committed Christians first, want our people to vote values. But let's face it, the consultants and the environment we're in have probably created this problem. What you and I want them to do is go vote values, and we don't push party or candidate so much as take a look at the values. But let's face it, Todd, what this highlights for me is we as Christians ought to always be involved. And we ought to always demand and insist on parties paying attention to the things we care about. And that's what's missing, brother.
I'm curious, what are you hearing from pastors? Maybe who are they just not talking about politics from the pulpit? Do they not like Trump? What are you hearing from the pastors?
Well, like I told you when we were together in California a few weeks ago, we've been in 19 states since July 1st doing pastor meetings, and I feel like I got as good a pulse, as good a finger on the pulse. It runs the gamut. It is an angst with Trump. It's a concern over the life part of the platform, which you know I think I'm the only delegate, me and the female rep in South Carolina, who were elected by a delegation that then the consultants removed from the platform committee. People know that stuff, and they hear about it. That's a problem. But I think overall it's just that people are sick of this. However, I don't talk to anybody in mine and your world who wants to see a Kamala Harris presidency with an opportunity to appoint judges that are out of their mind, who would appoint who knows what happens in a Kamala Harris kind of administration and what kind of judges we get. So we do talk everywhere, and I got to tell you, I'm encouraged, Todd. Everywhere we go, we were in Pittsburgh last week, we were in Philadelphia last week, I was in North Carolina, I'm going back to North Carolina tomorrow night, and Sunday and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm actually going to go to Florida and work on the Amendment 4. We are telling pastors, bring your pastor buddies, listen to Chad, I'm taking David Barton around, listen to David Barton, and then you go back and tell your people. And I had one the other day say, Chad, we don't do politics. I said, Pastor, good. Don't do politics. Do a nonpartisan voter registration drive in your church. Nothing political about telling your people to be biblical and to be salt and light in the voting arena. And he said, well, I never thought about it that way. So I think a lot of that true misinformation, the lies that have been told, oh, you as Christians shouldn't be involved in politics. And I guess they're pointing to something that Jesus didn't say. Because when he said, go be salt and light, there was no comma there. Don't do it in politics. Don't go be salt and light in politics. Jesus said, go be salt and light. He said, if you're not, you're good for nothing. If the salt has lost its savor, it's good for nothing to be thrown in the street and trodden before the feet of men. So that's our message to everybody. Go do nonpartisan voter registration and teach your people how to vote biblically. Life, marriage, Israel, religious liberty. I think national sovereignty and border security. Those are spiritual issues that have been politicized, but it doesn't remove our responsibility to tell the truth, brother.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think a big challenge when you have the two biggest, you know, religious groups, the Catholics and the Southern Baptists, sort of disengage over these past couple of election cycles. I think very bad things have happened as a result of that. And, you know, the question I would pose to the Republican leadership, and again, I am with you. I was very angry about how Christians were treated in that platform meeting. I get it. But the reality is that's a fight that's going to have to wait for another day. And when that fight does happen, my question is very simple. I'm curious, how many people were newcomers to the party because of those changes? How many people did they tick off as a result of those changes? I think we'll be very surprised by the results of that.
Well, listen, I think that these consultants got their dream. I think that the campaign gave them the latitude. They went out, made some changes. I got involved in the Republican Party because of the Life Movement. That's my personal story. I believe they drove off far more people. And if there's been any depressing of the vote, and I told them in a place in West Palm Beach back in March, I said, if you draw in one or two of those suburban women, you're going to lose 10 or 12 and suppress the vote of a lot of evangelicals. They fundamentally don't believe that, and they honestly believe they're going to reach those voters by digital or TV ads. I believe that you only reach those reluctant, disengaged, disenfranchised, or frustrated Christians by the pastor. We spend all our effort building relationships with pastors to tell them to speak and teach on voting biblical values, brother.
You know,
I think that's where it's at. And we got to remind the Republican Party that.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, it's and we've heard this from across the board. We just had Carrie Lake on a few moments ago and talking about how there's just no money. And, you know, when you look at the Democrats, they are loaded with cash, running ads all over the place. And it seems to me that the GOP needs to be running, you know, heavy ad buys, especially in conservative and Christian talk radio, because we've got to, I mean, again, 25 million Christians registered but don't vote. We need to motivate those people, and they need to be hearing that messaging every time they listen to a Christian or conservative talk radio station.
Amen. And it's what we talk about every single day. I don't know if you did a deep dive into George Barna's results. I think the most fascinating thing, and nobody in the media is covering it, you and I need to talk about it more in on other outlets as well. If you look at that, 17% of those people said the reason, the one thing that would motivate them to go vote is if their pastor told them it was important. Pastors have that ability to motivate. Think about it, Todd. 35, 40 million are saying, I'm not going to vote. 17% moves the needle. We have this Vesuvius that if we just move the needle a little bit, we'll have to put up with the transing of kids and the attacks on parental rights and the utter nonsense that's going on and being pushed by the progressive left on everything from A to Z. So 17% said, I'll go vote if my pastor says this is a big deal. So we at Fake Wins, that's what we spend 100% of our time doing, is trying to get those pastors to understand they can move the needle in our nation. And it's not just about elections, Todd. It's not just about a big election. It's about Christian involvement at every level on a consistent, ongoing basis. That's why I love you, and what you're doing is teaching our people to engage at every level, brother.
Yep, got to. All right, faithwins.org is the website, ladies and gentlemen, faithwins.org. Chad Connolly joining us today, the founder and CEO of Faith Wins. Chad, appreciate the intel. Let's get out and vote.
Amen, brother. See you soon. God bless you.
All right. Chad Connolly, everybody, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. I am curious, are you hearing that messaging from your pastor? Is your pastor telling you that voting is important, that you, as a Christian, as a person of faith, that you have a responsibility to get out and vote, and especially in the synagogues. I'd be curious to know if you've got rabbis out there who are also telling their congregation that they need to get out and vote, and they need to vote their values. And it seems to me that's a pretty easy decision to make if you're Jewish these days. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Open Line Friday, we are going to the phone lines. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax, we have a great show lined up for you. That's 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. Reuters, by the way, now calling Newsmax one of the top news brands in America. And millions of Americans are now turning off old media and tuning into Newsmax. And I want you to go and check out this great website, NewsmaxInvest.com. You are now, it's now possible for you to become an owner of Newsmax. And that's right, you can purchase preferred shares. NewsmaxInvest.com, we show you how to do it. Again, you can join the news revolution by purchasing shares in Newsmax. You can do it with a credit card. NewsmaxInvest.com right now to see if you are eligible. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, let's go to the phones. Memphis, Tennessee, BT, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, BT, what's on your mind today?
Good morning. Afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I am an ex-Marine and proud to have been there. Once one, always there. But I'm sick about our youth, our great-grandchildren and stuff like that. They can't have fun like they used to. Some of these LGBTQs and things coming to schools and kindergartens and performing. And when children around our age, we wanted to play and just have fun. Now, they put, and what I've heard, they put on shows and things like that for kids. And then you got the at the home, mama wants a boy and daddy wants a girl or something like that. Leave the kids alone. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Am I right?
BT, I think you're onto something. And by the way, thank you for serving our great country as a Marine. And you're right. Never go up to a Marine and ask if they're retired. They never retire. You're always a Marine.
Let me ask you one opinion.
Sure.
And I'll let you go. The opinion I want to ask you, Todd, is about the Tyree Nichols thing. What is your opinion? And I think those things that I said to you, I'm going to hang up and listen on the other side on my radio, okay?
So, yeah, well, I absolutely, BT, and God bless you. Always good to talk to a fellow Memphian on the national show. And Tyree Nichols was a young man who was pulled over by police and basically was beaten to death by these officers. And there are court cases. It's too long for me to get into here. But here's my take on that, BT. Nobody deserves to be beaten to death during a routine traffic stop. And the way the information has been released and from what we all know, all indications, there were some very bad rogue cops that were involved in all of this. And my understanding is that they've been charged with crimes. They they are going through the judicial process. So my take on it is this. We expect everybody to do their jobs. We expect everybody to abide by the laws. And if a police officer does something wrong, then that officer needs to be held accountable for it. And quite frankly, should be held accountable by the full force of the law. That's how I feel about that. So I hope that answers your question. Let's go to Charles in North Carolina, WSIC. Hey, Charles, what's going on?
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Hey, I was just listening to your show, and the comment about the evangelical vote and the churches, just so you know, so where I attend church at Freedom House in Cornelius, North Carolina, last Sunday, we actually had people register to vote right after the service. The pastor asked people, you know, who was registered, who was not registered, asked for a show of hands. And just, you know, we're telling the audience to, you know, this was a consequential election, to get out, to vote, don't stay home. But people were actually coming out and registering. And it's not just the church I attend, it's other churches as well, from what I'm hearing. And I think evangelicals, Todd, are going to be much more active this election cycle, because 4 years ago, we didn't hear much about the women playing men's sports. You didn't hear as much about this, you know, tranny kids. You didn't hear much as much about the abortion as you do now. And I just think, you know, culturally, people, Christians, see just how we've sunk so low. And then you couple that with how bad people are doing economically, and then the invasion on the southern border. And I don't know if all 30 million are going to get involved this election cycle, but it's going to be a lot higher than it was last time.
Charles, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say there are more people coming out to vote because of what's happening at the grocery store than whether or not a woman should be able to kill her unborn baby. I just don't see that. And that seems to be the major thrust of the Democrat Party's campaign platform right now, is abortion on demand.
Well, that's all on the commercials that Democrats are running around here, whether it's at the local level, state level, national level. That's their one theme, is abortion. They're not really talking about the economic issues, the southern border, because they can. It's just such an abysmal record to run on. And I agree with you. When it comes right down to it, when people get in that voting booth, they're going to vote their pocketbook and their security before they, you know, abortion or
Charles,
anything like that.
Charles, are you seeing any ads for Republicans, either for Trump or down ballot races?
Yes, I'm seeing a lot of ads for Trump here in the Charlotte metro area. You know, on the weekends when people are watching football, I see ads. I've seen ads, you know, for Mark Robinson, Dan Bishop, who's running for attorney general. The congressional races, even the state, local house races, I'm seeing ads for Republicans. So it's a lot more, I think, you know, since this is such a swing state, I think that's where the Republican RNC, they're concentrating their money. But I'm telling you, Todd, I'm feeling very good right now about the polls. They're looking good. I'm very cautiously optimistic. I just want this to extend down ballot to House and Senate races, but
yeah,
I'm keeping my fingers crossed that Donald Trump is going to have an October surprise that he's going to unload on Kamala Harris here in the next 2 weeks that will absolutely destroy her campaign.
I don't know what that's going to be,
but I have a feeling he's going to do something.
Well, let's wait and see. We've got a couple of weeks here, and the campaign, Trump is, he is in the zone right now, and I love that about this president. Hey, Charles, good thoughts, good calls, and good call. Thank you for that. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number, and I'm excited to hear that at least one church is registering people to vote. They're not telling people how to vote. They're just registering people to vote, and then you got to vote your values. It really is that simple. Folks, again, we are raising money for disaster relief kits. Those kits are going to be organized and compiled by our friends at Food for the Poor. So I want you to do me a favor here. During the break, text the word Todd, T-O-D-D, to 51555. That's text Todd to 51555. Or you can call this number directly and make a donation today, 855-353-4673. That's 855-353-4673. And that money is going to go directly to the good people in the southeastern states, especially Western North Carolina, and Eastern Tennessee. Hang tight, everybody. Hour 3 of the Big Show coming up next. We'll be right back. Thanks to the good people at American Hartford Gold, I'm able to bring you this urgent message. Inflation is on the rise again. The dollar is in danger of collapse, and an overheated stock market could crash at any time. The upcoming election is only adding to the chaos. That's why you should contact the good folks at American Hartford Gold to help you safeguard your financial future with physical gold and silver. You can diversify your savings with precious metals delivered right to your door or in a tax-advantaged gold IRA. Protect your retirement from a collapsing dollar and crashing stock prices. Call 855-913-1133 or text Todd to 65532 today for a free gold and silver informational kit. And if you call now, they'll send you up to $15,000 of free silver on qualifying purchases. Gold has hit record highs and keeps climbing. So call 855-913-1133 or text Todd now to 65532 for your free informational kit today.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Some new polling data coming out from Real Clear Politics. They've taken all the averages of all the polls, and they say things are looking very good for Trump. Right now, if the election were held today, Trump would take Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Michigan, 302, if you're looking at the Electoral College, 302 to Harris, 236. So I still think that number is going to be higher. Real Clear has Virginia going Democrat. I don't see that happening. I think Trump's going to be able to take Virginia. So again, is it possible we could see some sort of a landslide? Who knows? But I will tell you this, in Aurora, Colorado right now, 10,000 people, that's all that can fit inside the building. And there are just massive lines of people outside waiting to get in. And Aurora, you can expect President Trump to say a lot about what's happening with the illegal immigration there. It's just off the charts insane. So there was a story that caught my attention in a local news rag called the Daily Memphian. Now, this is an interesting organization. They are a nonprofit, so they rely on people's donations because nobody wants to advertise with them. And so they rely on donations, and most of the donations are coming from far leftists. Nothing wrong with that at all. I mean, they, you know, that's the way it is with this. But they have it's sort of like a cabal. You've got the Daily Memphian, and they're in cahoots with the public welfare radio station in town, WKNO. And so all of these leftists sort of pal around together, and they're in cahoots with City Hall. Now, and if you know anything about Memphis, you know it's my hometown. I love my hometown. It's, I believe, the most beautiful city in America. Just incredible people here. But we have been under siege by radical Democrats. And the radical Democrats have declared war on the police. The criminals rule the streets of Memphis, Tennessee right now. I mean, that's just the way it is. They elected a new mayor. This is a city of about 600,000 people. Only 20,000 people voted for the mayor, and he won. That's how few people actually turned out. So all you Christians, again, I'm blaming this on the Christians because we ought to know better. And the Christians are simply not getting out and voting, and when that happens, very bad things happen, and that's what's going on right now in Memphis, Tennessee. And I mean, people are getting shot up every day, robbed, carjackings, you name it. It's bad. So now the Daily Memphian is hauling water for City Hall. Just a side note here. The radio station I own has been at the forefront of reporting the crime news. And so now City Hall says that my radio station is the problem in Memphis because we are letting people know that crime is happening. And City Hall says that's not right. So they actually gave orders to the police department you're not getting it. We're not releasing any other information about crime. If people want to know about crime, they're going to have to call City Hall. We will determine what the people need to know. But that's still not working because we set up a Facebook group and we allow our listeners on KWAM to become citizen journalists. So when they hear of a crime in their neighborhood, they go and they post it. So that's the workaround. Well, now the Daily Memphian, which is a far left organization, has published a story that did an interview with a restaurant owner. And this restaurant owner is one of these leftists, and you can just smell it. So his name is Rick Spell, and he is the owner of several restaurants. One is called the Brookhaven Pub and Grill, and the other is called Babaloo's, which is sort of like a taco-themed joint. Good tacos, actually, at Babaloo. And this guy, there's a far-left columnist named Jeff Calkins, and he wrote this story, and I want to share some of this with you because this is happening nationally, and I'm a little weirded out by all of this. So anyway, Mr. Spell is complaining, and he's complaining about the crime in Memphis, but his complaint is not with the criminals, it's with you good people, the folks that are actually complaining about crime. Mr. Spell, here we go, and I'm going to read this to you. After a recent incident near the Brookhaven Pub, the police did not arrive for 3 hours. So Mr. Spell and his attorney arranged a meeting with the interim police chief of the Memphis Police Department. Now, I think this is interesting. The average citizen, and by the way, we've been there. It's 3, 4, 5 hours before the police show up because there aren't enough of them. They're down about 1,000 officers from their full complement. And I think it's interesting that this guy wields so much influence that he's able to pick up the phone and get an immediate meeting with the police chief in Memphis, Tennessee. And Mr. Spell, the owner of the restaurants, said it was a good meeting. And he said he left the meeting very positive. Now, here's what's interesting. This guy is out there saying he has to spend tens of thousands of dollars on security for his restaurants. Tens of thousands of dollars. But this guy is turning around and he's saying the problem is not the crime. The problem is everybody complaining about the crime. No, I'm not making this up. He said, some of this is our attitude. If you say that, people will say you're crazy for saying it. I know we've got a problem. We've got a serious problem. We can all sit around here and be and moan about it, about this serious problem, and we can chase a few more people out of town. But I choose not to lead my life negatively. I'm just not going to do it. I'm a big believer that if you want to whine and B word and moan about crime here, then just leave. Go ahead. I hate to say that, but the negativity is dragging all of us down. All right, well, let's think about that for just a moment, because that's, by the way, what the Biden administration is doing right now. They're telling you, no, the crime is not the problem. It's your perception of crime is that's the problem. So here's my message to this restaurant owner in Memphis, Tennessee. If what you're saying is true, then why are you spending tens of thousands of dollars right now, sir, on security? What sort of message does that send? Seems to me that would send a negative message when you have big, beefy bouncers armed with guns at all of your restaurants. What kind of a message does that send? Maybe, just maybe, instead of focusing on the law-abiding citizens that are getting manhandled, that are getting raped, that are getting carjacked, that are getting shot. Just the other day, a woman just driving on the interstate got shot in the neck. Maybe instead of cracking down on those people, here's the thought. Why don't we give the police the resources they need to arrest all these criminals out there? Why don't we do that? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. But all you people listening to us in the Memphis area, you know, the attitude among the liberals is, well, if you don't like it here, just pack up and leave. Well, guess what's happening, folks? People are packing up and leaving by the tens of thousands. That's what's going on. And I don't want people to leave. I want people to stay. We need people that are willing to fight. But the reality is that the Democrats and these radical progressives and these liberal business owners, they want the city to be a cesspool. I don't want that to happen. You know, I think it would be wonderful to be able to walk around in, I don't know, downtown and in Memphis and watch the sunset over the Mississippi River without having to worry about getting shivved. But that's just me. But again, according to this newspaper, the Daily Memphian, the problem is all of you people. You people are the problem. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. We're going to be going to your phone calls. Also, want to remind you that we are now officially raising money through our friends at Food for the Poor, and this money is going directly to the good people of North Carolina, East Tennessee, Florida, and Georgia. We need your help. So you can donate by texting the word Todd, T-O-D-D, to 51555, or you can call 855-353-4673. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by the increasing cost of health insurance? Have you had enough of not having control over your healthcare dollars? Introducing ShareRight, healthcare done the right way. At ShareRight, you're not just a number. You're part of a caring community. And forget about paying excessive premiums. With ShareRight, you can save 30 to 50% compared to health insurance. Think about what you could do with all those savings. But it's more than just savings. ShareRight ensures that you have access to the care you deserve, precisely when you need it. From routine checkups to unexpected emergencies, with ShareRight, your healthcare is our top priority. Empower yourself today by taking control of your healthcare costs. Visit joinshareright.org to learn more and see how much you can save. Visit joinshareright.org for healthcare done the right way. That's joinshareright.org. ShareRight is a program of IHS, one of the fastest growing healthcare sharing organizations in the country.
Let's go right to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. Full lines right now, so keep trying. Let's start with David in Memphis, Tennessee on KWAM. Hi, David. What's on your mind?
Just real quick, I live in Memphis, and just wanted everybody to know that on the ballot for this election coming up, they're adding an amendment that's going to try to, you know, add extra rules and restrictions on carrying guns and things like that. So, you know, just the normal government here in Memphis trying to push guns as though they're the problem. And I just wanted to make sure everybody in Memphis was aware that that's going to be on the ballot this year.
Now, David, are you telling me that if they ban open carry here in Memphis, that the criminals, they're not going to obey? I mean, are you telling me the criminals are?
Yeah, exactly. And actually, Central High School, which is in Memphis, I saw on the news yesterday that some young kids are speaking out against guns. And I thought, yeah, what do these kids know? They're learning this in school. You know, they're teaching our young kids, you know, that guns are the problem too. So. But it's just, you know, welcome to Memphis, I guess. We got a lot of good things in the city, but crime is definitely our the way that our legal system looks at it, as you say, letting the criminals out and just sort of a problem. So.
I was talking to a police officer over at Memphis International Airport last week, David, and the guy said, you know, the problem is that these judges are letting the criminals out before they can even finish their paperwork. You know, they arrest these people and they're right back out on the streets.
Well, Steve Mulroy, which is our district attorney, I think he's a Soros supported district attorney. As you said, I believe I'm with you when you say the Christians need to get out and vote. And we need to wake up or our country is going to, I mean, our city is going to be even worse. So,
yes, sir. That's it. David, thank you for that call. And okay. Folks, that's what it's all about. We've got to get the churches engaged. And the problem in Memphis, I'll just tell you, the churches here suck. They are not engaged in the political process, and they're terrified of it because they don't want to be called racist. Now, honest to goodness, there's one massive mega church out there, and they actually held Bible studies during COVID where white people were, the white church members were being told they needed to repent of their skin color. What? That's, come on, that's insane. But no, seriously, that's the problem in Memphis, is a lot of good churches, very well-meaning people, have completely disengaged from politics. And this is what we get. By the way, Lorenzo writing in on the socials, very upset with me. Stir it up, Starnes. Now you're targeting and castigating individuals and their small businesses. No, sir, that's not what I'm doing, Lorenzo. This small business owner went to the papers, and the papers published his opinion, and we have a right as citizens to weigh in on that opinion, which I strongly disagree with. Let's go to Mike in Maine, WLOB. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, Todd, a lot of Marines were stationed down there at the Memphis Naval Air Station out in Millington. And, you know, that used to be, the guys would put in for requests to be stationed at that base because Memphis was such a great town. You know, the guys who go out on Liberty, they go to Overton Park. They used to have the Shell there, do the concerts. And they go down to Beale Street. They just love that town. I just can't believe you guys are going through what you are. You know, I was down there for a week one time on a holdover, and the guys took us out on a tour. You know, go to Overton, go here, go there. And it was just such a great town. And I just got to tell you, to watch what's going on down there, it's just stunning.
Yeah,
you know, stunning.
It's Mike,
you
know? And it's heartbreaking. And our family's been here since I think the 1920s. And to see the changes, and really, it's only happened in the past 30 or so years under the Democrat rule. And it's gotten really bad over the past 10 years because you've had a city council that is pretty much made up of AOC types and the Republicans, not even in name only. I mean, they're all Democrats, to be honest with you. But nobody really wants to crack down on crime here. And, you know, they want people to live in fear. And I never have understood that, Mike.
That used to be one of the first things they told you when you landed in Memphis Naval Air Station was, listen, you morons, you don't want to screw around in Memphis because the cops do their job. And you'll be in Shelby County Jail and we're going to let you sit there.
That's right.
They used to tell us at the base. But the cops really did do their job back in them days down there. I don't know.
They sure did.
Sad to say.
And so. But everything else is, you know, the barbecue is off the charts, the music scene, the bars, the whole nine yards. And Overton Square is still there, Mike. And it's a lot of fun when you go out to a concert, but you're sitting there and you can't really enjoy the concert because you're just hoping your car's going to be there after the show.
That and the Empire, right?
That's true.
Holy moly.
And,
all right, Todd,
all right, Mike.
Care,
all right, God bless you. The Naval Air Station up in Millington and some incredible, incredible people up there. Good folks. All right, let's go to Chris in North Carolina. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. A couple quick things. The first thing is about the Obama speech that he gave, you know, while he's campaigning for Harris. He's out here, you know, pandering to one demographic of people, you know, and just sit back and let's think about if Trump was doing that, if he was out just saying, oh, I just want the white vote. I just want the white vote. And it didn't include anyone else in that. I mean, that would be on the news 24/7 today.
Chris,
they would have
alleged that Trump was a grand dragon and the KKK. That's what they would have done.
It would have been everywhere. And the way the Trump campaign can respond to that is, you know, unlike Obama, we want everyone's vote. It doesn't matter who you are, what color you are. We want your vote. And my other quick thing I wanted to say is, this is my personal belief that my personal opinion that the way Trump can seal the deal on this election is if he gets Nikki Haley somewhere between now and Election Day with him somewhere, at a rally somewhere on the same stage with him, and they are holding hands high in the air. And I really do think that that can get him over the hump. It will guarantee him a victory in November, because she got 157,000 votes in Pennsylvania. Now, I don't know if all those were, you know, truly Haley votes, or they were some Trump hating votes. It could have been. But I really do think that he needs her right now. And, you know, I don't know what the deal is between the two, but they all need right. to squash that.
Well, let's see what can happen, Chris. We got to run. I've got my apologies. We're late for a break here. But Chris says it's Nikki Haley. She needs to be out on that campaign trail. Folks, lines are now open. Open line Friday, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Balance of Nature Supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a doctor myself. I've used it, and I've turned a lot of my patients on to it as well. It's a good product.
I've actually taken the bottles up to them, and you know, my doctor, he tells me to keep doing it.
I am 87 years old, and I am an RN. My PhD work is in anatomy and physiology. I watched your advertisement on TV, and I thought, I'll try it for just a month. I have stayed on it. Just think it is a marvelous product.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature Supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
Wow, this crowd in Colorado is insane. It just people as far as you can see waiting to get into the convention center. I think they said only about 10,000 people will fit inside the convention center. That's pretty remarkable. Let's go to the phone lines here, 901-260-5926. Let's say hello to Connor in Boston. Hi, Connor. What's going on?
Todd, I'm going to tell you, from your last caller, I think really the last thing Trump needs on stage is Nikki Haley. I'll tell you that much just to get started. I don't think that really she would do anything.
I'm not sure that's going to move the needle. You don't think that's going to move the needle?
We'll put it this way. I'm diehard Trump. I don't like Nikki Haley. So if there's a lot of people out there like me, I don't think that's going to really do much. But, you know, I think really for the most part, though, Todd, I think Americans, regardless of political party, are sick of the way we've been living for the past 4 years. I think this administration, and as much as she would like to, Harris would like to push herself away from Biden, it's as much her administration as it was his. As the way we've been living for the past 4 years, it is unacceptable to live in this country. We came from living amazingly to living basically horribly under the Biden administration. I think the American people are disgusted by it. I think they're disgusted by her. And I think really the only thing keeping him out of the White House come November is them playing shenanigans down at the voter box. That's the only thing I think that could hurt him, because I think the American people are ready for the next Trump administration.
No, Connor, I'm with you on that. And by the way, I'm watching the we have a live feed into the rally in Colorado. The sheriff of one of the largest counties in Colorado just said that he's not only endorsing Trump, he says Trump is the only person who can stop the gangster invasion plaguing the state. That's huge, huge. Hey, Connor.
I agree.
Connor, I got to ask you, I know you're a tech guy, and Elon Musk,
yeah.
Elon Musk debuting RoboTaxi last night. What do you think about that?
You know, I watched the whole live. I think it's pretty incredible. You know, I think it's nice to have the option. Like, personally, I would love to have one, but I think there's also people who are going to want to drive as well. But I, you know, I'm pretty pumped about that. I can't wait to try one out myself.
So hold on. So they're actually, I think they're calling it a cyber cab. That's the real name. $30,000. It's going to cost less than $30,000. They say it's going to be available by, they think, 2027. But here's where this is where I'm like, okay, this is cool. Someone actually drove me around in California in a Tesla, and it was pretty nice, to be honest with you. I can't ever figure out how to open the blasted door, but it's pretty cool. But here's where I'm a little no steering wheel, no pedals.
I think anytime Elon launches a product, it's polarizing when you first see it. But then when you get behind the wheel of it and you drive it, it seems pretty natural and pretty
But there's no wheel, Connor. There's no wheel.
But again, with full self-driving, you might not need one anymore. But, it's just one of those things I think people are going to have to get used to. And think how much more you can get done when you're commuting to work. It's you can fight the liberals on Twitter without even having to worry about driving.
Oh, that does sound fun. I don't know. I can't. I'm a control. Normally whenever Ben Dieter was driving me somewhere the other day, and it was like I was in the Flint. I felt like I was in a Flintstones car because I'm like a bad backseat driver.
I feel you.
All right.
I think it's one of those things we're going to have to get used to. And one other last thing really quickly. When Trump gets back into the White House, I think the first order of business he should do, if he can afford you, is to make you the press secretary so you can slay the libs.
I don't know that he can afford me, Connor.
I think he can.
I would do it. If the president asked me, I would take one for the team, and I would do it.
I signed for press secretary. I think he stop it.
Connor, there you go. All right, good hearing from you, Connor. So what do you think, folks? Should I throw in for press secretary? I mean, if Trump asks me to be the press secretary, should I do it? I would have to take a pay cut. I don't know. I am still the jury is still out on these Teslas, these robo cars now. I still want to have control. And by the way, they also unleashed the new humanoid robot. Those things creep me out. I've seen all the Terminator movies. It doesn't end well for humans. I'm telling you, folks, one minute they're serving you, I don't know, a sarsaparilla, and the next minute they're blowing up Los Angeles. I don't know about that. Anyway, the humanoid robots show the robot serving drinks, playing board games with the children, and unloading groceries from a car. This is right out of the Terminator. I don't know. Would you ride in one of these robo cyber cars where they don't even have a steering wheel? They don't have any pedals. You're just strapped in because they're already having problems with these self-driving cars where when they, again, they're pretty good, but then you have the incidents. And that's what gets me is when you accidentally say, run over a police officer. And you get charged with the crime because it's your car, even though you are driving. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. John in Georgia, and I understand, John, you are a first-time caller.
That's right.
Well, welcome to the show. And, John, what's on your mind?
Well, I just think that we should put Bird Brain in the same category as Liz Cheney or Romney.
Now, who is Bird Brain?
Right on board with them.
Who is Bird Brain?
That's, Nikki Haley.
Oh, Nikki Haley. I apologize. Yes. All right. So, Nikki Haley. So, you think we should treat her just as bad as Lizard Cheney?
Oh, yeah. Right in the same mix.
All right. Well, I appreciate that Haley, she endorsed Trump. She did what she had to do. You could tell that it wasn't authentic, but she sucked it up and said, I got to do this for the party. And I respect that. Do I think that Nikki Haley is going to win him new voters? Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
All right. Well, very good. By the way, John, I don't know if you saw J.D. Vance. They're giving him grief. And this has happened to me all the time. When you're doing one of those Facebook Live videos and your camera, it's like reversed. So everything behind you is like reversed. And JD was trying to do something. He couldn't figure out how to do it. So he inadvertently turned the camera upside down, thinking that was going to solve the problem. They're attacking JD for that. I think that makes him more human because I can immediately relate with the guy.
I don't think he's near as weird as the rest of them.
Boy, you're not kidding. At least, at least he's not serving people seductively the Doritos like the governor of Michigan. That's kind of creepy. All right, John, good first call. Give us a holler back one of these days. 901-260-5926. They're saying, by the way, that the Michigan governor was mocking the Lord's Supper. That's what we call it in the Baptist church tradition, that that that's what that was supposed to be about, was the Dorito was like the wafer, and as she served it to the, I don't know, it was very, what was the vibe? What's the polite way of the vibe I'm looking for? Very lesbianish. That's what it came across as. All right, let's go to Robin in Maine. Robin, what do you want to talk about today?
Hey, Todd. Yes, thank you for taking my call. I called you yesterday, but I didn't have enough time, but I talked to your lovely lady, Lydia, and I mean that in a Christian way. I am an half.
Well, wait. What does that mean? What do you mean? Christian way? Do I have a harem here?
I said in a Christian way, as you said, lovely lady.
Oh, yes, lovely lady. I'm sorry, Robin. I'm still dealing with this hangover. You know, I'm going to the Betty Ford Clinic after the show today because of my addiction to NyQuil. So I'm in a bit of a fog.
Well, not a problem. Hey, I'm in a fog most of the time, so not a problem. No, what I was calling, I listened to your show yesterday, and I got in. And I didn't have enough time, but the Sam person who called in about women and their roles and taking roles away from men, that just totally aggravated me. But then today, when I heard you talking about Black Americans and the Democratic Party, as I told your producer yesterday and today, I am half African American, half Black American, I mean, half Native American. I grew up in Maine. I was born in Pennsylvania. My father was a Marine. God bless them. And that's true. There is no such thing as a former Marine. That is true. And he fought in Korea. And they came here in Maine when I was a baby from Pennsylvania after the Korean War. And I grew up in Maine my entire life. And let me tell you, I have seen some things and experienced some things that are incredible. But some of the things that I'm seeing now, and when people talk about, and I really take exception to this, of everyone thinking that because you're African-American, you're automatically a Democrat. That is not true. My father was Republican. He loved Reagan. Didn't care for Bush 41 at all, or 43, but loved Reagan. And I was raised to praise our country and to be a patriot and to be an American. And what's going on at our borders and the lies that are being told in our country. And I tell you what, Donald J. Trump has done more for African Americans than any other president other than Lincoln. And anyone that wants to argue that, please do. Because you know what? I'm tired of hearing about, oh, African-Americans, well, they're used to getting handouts and they want this. No, African-Americans want the same thing every other American wants, the right to exist, just like Jewish Americans, okay? Israel, my goodness gracious, you listen to Biden and Harris and you look at Israel and you listen to Jesse Jackson back then, okay, and Barack Obama,
true,
they're all anti-Semitic.
Well, Robin, let me say this about what Obama said. It was grossly offensive and it was racist. And I am very confident saying it was racist because this guy, Obama, you know, he's educated. He knows exactly what he was trying to do and what he was trying to say. Look, the Democrats are all about race and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make this race. They tried to make it about men versus women. That didn't work. So now they're playing the old race card. And I just think the average Black person in America is sitting back going, are you people kidding me? We can't afford to go buy groceries and you want to play racial politics? No, that I don't think it's going to work, Robin. I really don't. Robin,
that's
I got to run here. And thank you so much for that call. Let's go to Michael in North Carolina. Hi, Michael. What's on your mind?
Oh, I'm going all right. How about you, Todd?
All right.
Hey, I know you were talking about earlier about the preachers in the pulpit preaching about voting and all. I tell you, I'm very, very proud of my pastor.
Really?
The man of God brought, he brought scripture, and he preached last Sunday, and it was a heartfelt message, and he gives scripture on why you should vote for Trump. And he broke it all down, and if you had time to look up his message, I mean, it was clear as the day is long.
Wow. Well, let's give your pastor, do you want to give your pastor a shout out? What church do you go to?
I go to Millersville Baptist Church in Taylorsville, North Carolina, and his name is Brother Bill Oren.
Well, good job. Sounds like you got a great preacher there. And Michael, that's what it's about. You know, the churches have to wake up, and we've got to get engaged. And when we do, I can promise you this, Michael, good things are going to happen in this country. You tell your pastor that I said hello, and God bless you, Michael.
You do the same, and you have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Thanks, Michael. All right, 901-260-5926. Oh, I want to go to Jenkins in Tennessee, listening to us on WTJS. Jenkins, tell me about these cars. Are you a fan of Elon's battery-powered car?
I'm not a fan of any car, electric cars. But no, these cars that you're talking about with no steering wheels and no levers, no. I don't even want to meet one of them on the road, let alone sit down in it and ride.
All right. I don't know if you've ever been around the Denmark area in West Tennessee or Moscow, Tennessee. I would never put my trust in a car, a battery powered car, driving around those roads, Jenkins.
Well, that's not as bad as driving around the roads down there in Memphis.
Well, that's
them
true.
Down there, swap three or four lanes, just right from one side all the way up to the other side, and then head back the direction they came from.
This is true, Jenkins.
If I see somebody coming at me in a car that's driving crazy and headed straight at me, I want to be able to take to the ditch if I have an opportunity. And if that car that has no steering wheel is driving a straight line and he don't see it coming, he's going to drive right into it.
This is a fair point.
I want control of that car.
Clearly, you have been driving in Memphis, Tennessee, Jenkins, because that
no
happens.
More than I have to.
I don't blame you one bit. Look, I hear you, Jenkins, and I'm with you. I want to have control. And not only that, I don't have time to sit there for 12 hours, you know, charging up a car when I can go down to the gas station and fill up in, you know, 5 minutes. So, all right.
Yeah, but, hey, anybody who wants to buy an electric car, fine. Buy it. Put up with it. I don't want one of them.
I hear you. All right, Jenkins, thanks for the call. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. John in Collierville, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, John. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Todd. Oh, I was watching a video with my wife earlier this week of a lady out of Chicago. Her name is Jessica Jackson. It's a female black, and she's blasting the Chicago City Council on the way they're handling things and how upset she is with the Democratic Party. There's several videos of her on YouTube, I think that's where it was, or anyway, it's easy to find. Just Google her name. And you can see what she's saying about the things that are going on now and how she's trying to hold the city council or the council there in Chicago for messing up so many things and being Democratic. And she, at the end of some of her I don't know what you call her speeches to the council. She starts hollering out, "Vote for Trump! Vote for Trump!"
Well, yeah. As a matter of fact, a lot of blacks in Chicago's South Side, especially, are actually wearing T-shirts. They've started a movement called "Flipping Red," meaning yeah, they're going to be voting for Republicans. And John, the reality is, Chicago's South Side—they saw it firsthand. They're being replaced by illegals, literally, in their communities. And they're saying, we're not going to tolerate it.
Well, she brought that up, too. She said where her money's going to help them out. When they got people in their own city that need the help, and they're just getting totally overlooked.
That's it. And look, something like that needs to happen in Memphis as well. And we're starting to see some pastors in the area. Alton Williams, World Overcomers. There's a great church in South Haven, Mississippi, and they're rising up, too. I'm excited about this, and I think people are waking up. John, I hate to do this. I got to run. We are about out of time here, but thank you for listening, and thanks for bringing up Jessica Jackson. What a great story. Don't forget, folks, text the word Todd to 51555. Help us raise much-needed money with our friends, Food for the Poor, and we're helping our friends in East Tennessee and North Carolina. All right, it's been a great week, a busy week, 5 o'clock Eastern tonight on Newsmax. In the meantime, get out there, folks. Have a great Friday. And whatever you do, be sure to go to church this weekend.
Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of the food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why you need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithtodd.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithtodd.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? preparewithtodd.com.